Susan, this is the fifth of Governor Snyder's policy addresses. Now, Michigan's unemployment numbers aren't new. Why wasn't this further up the priority list?
A lot of people have been asking that. Most of them are Democrats, but it is such a crucial issue for so many in Michigan. We've had double-digit unemployment for years and years. I think a lot of people were kind of hoping to see this maybe before the health address, for instance, even before the education address.
Ken, the governor talked about several initiatives, including connecting veterans with career opportunities and focusing state support of post-secondary education in areas that are more math and science-centered. Will the governor need legislative support to move this talent agenda forward?
Well, he'll need legislative support on some things. I think other things he can just kind of move administratively. I think one of the reasons this wasn't done earlier in the year, it's a little harder to get your arms around some of this issue of matching talent with skills or education. I do think there's going to be some pushback, though, on a couple of items in the agenda, particularly this whole issue of basically requiring or somehow encouraging colleges to focus more on educating students to the jobs that are out there rather than what kind of the students themselves want to do.
Who do you think that pushback will come from?
Well, I think in part it comes from colleges because under Michigan's Constitution, they're autonomous. And they've already kind of weighed in the weeks leading up to this message about, you know, we can't be too prescriptive of how we steer our students. We kind of let students pursue their own passions.
Ken, at a time when immigration is still a hotbed issue for many states, Governor Snyder is pushing to keep what he calls highly educated and skilled immigrants in the state. How does that kind of message play out in the current political climate?
Well, you're right. I mean, education just nationally, and because we have a presidential election or a campaign going on already, it is a kind of a hot button issue. I think it kind of ignores, though, another issue that is very important to Michigan because of our agricultural base, and that is a lot of our agriculture, particularly fruits and vegetables, horticulture, depends upon non-Michigan farm labor to get those crops to market. And so there's another piece of this kind of immigration, non-Michigan-based worker that he really did not talk about.
Susan, when we look at the overall body of the governor's speech, was this an aspirational message, or does it contain viable solutions to the state's unemployment issues?
What nobody really wants to hear is that the governor and the president are somewhat powerless when it comes to creating jobs and fixing the economy. It's a natural place to look, but, you know, the old adage that business groups out there, the government doesn't create jobs, businesses do. You know, there's certainly a lot of truth to that. So to expect some sort of magical solution from the governor is unrealistic. A lot of what he can do is put forth an agenda, put forth some practical ideas, and do what he can. But the bottom line is we're going to be far more affected by where the national economy goes, which is impacted by where the European economy is going right now. And that's going to make the biggest difference in terms of where Michigan's unemployment goes in the next year and in the decades to come.
Ken, your thoughts?
Well, I think that some of the things are useful that the governor proposed, and some of the things are just startling. And, for example, that the unemployment rate among Michigan veterans is almost 30% compared to the national average of 11%. And just releasing that might spark some improvement. It is difficult, as Susan said, to make measurable progress on this issue of linking jobs to skills. And in the past, Michigan and the country has done well simply by encouraging kids to pursue their own passion. Maybe those days are gone.
Ken Sikkema is former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. And Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Susan, Ken, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.